Okay, let's get started. You're in for a treat next. We'll be talking about special considerations in industrial leasing. Our speaker happens to be the Executive Counsel for Global Real Estate at Baker Hughes, George Bernhardt. Please join me in welcoming George.
Thank you, Candace. Okay, we just heard about retail leases. As you know, any of you who've been practicing for a while know different kinds of leases are going to have different forms and different changes here and there, even though you've got a generally same outline. And so what we're going to do is kind of look at what things are different in a industrial lease and kind of go through some of the main provisions in a typical lease and say, you know, what kinds of changes you would have or kind of differentiation you make in an industrial lease. As Candace noted, I'm Executive Counsel for Global Real Estate at Baker Hughes. If you don't know Baker Hughes, we are one of the big three oil and gas services companies. So we have industrial locations all over the world. And when I'm talking about industrial, I'm talking about kind of a mix of different things, primarily heavier industrial. We're looking at things that are going to be, you know, different than a typical, you know, warehouse or, you know, very light shop type work. Here's one of our facilities for to kind of give you a little example with one of our well logging trucks sitting there. So, you know, all lease forms are not the same. Some of the things that we see different forms for are office, retail, industrial, and ground. And so what we're looking at here are the differences, the details that are the key that makes an industrial lease different, just the same as we just talked about with John on what specific things are different in a retail lease. I think people have more exposure to retail. It's a lot more common, and obviously we all go to retail locations every day. Industrial has a whole unique set of issues on its own that we get to talk about here. And this could be single tenant, multi-tenant. This could be an industrial park. This could be a lease on a rail siding, a lease at a port. So we're going to focus on things like manufacturing, service centers, workshops, repair shops, things of that nature. As I said, I'm within the oil and gas industry. This is Houston, so I'm sure most of you do some work in the oil and gas industry. So I'll kind of talk a little bit more in particular about oil and gas than about some other areas. We'll talk about, you know, some of the things that I deal with on a regular basis are test and training wells. So basically taking an old well and turning it into a new use. So we're not producing oil, but we're using it for either training people to provide services to that well or testing tools and things in the well. Explosives or radiation bunkers. We have a lot of explosives that are used, for example, in perforating a well. We have radioactive sources that we put down the well for well logging purposes. We've got chemical facilities, laboratories. We've got offshore bases where you'd have, you store all your chemicals and your supplies and your vessels for going off to service wells offshore. So now we'll get into kind of the meat of the presentation, talk a little bit here about the premises. This isn't going to be a whole lot different. It's not as critical as in office or retail. Unfortunately, you've really got to push, though, to get something that makes sense. You know, I can't tell you how many times, you know, I get somebody coming in and just saying, well, it's at 1200 South Main or something like that. You want to have, you know, a good and valid legal description, something that can put that property aside where you know exactly what it is. Even if it's as simple as, you know, getting a Google Earth shot and outlining it on the map. Typically, you're going to focus more on the legal description of the land than you're going to be focusing on the interior. You know, an office lease or a retail lease, you're looking more at you know, a piece of a building. These are typically full buildings with you know, exterior surfaces, say, used for outdoor storage as well as, you know, typical parking and things.